This is a demonstration of flip-flop.
But I appreciate your graciousness. There are some things. Now, you probably noticed Brother Jason's wife, her and her sister, and actually that was their little baby they were holding. And, you know, I slipped that in there. And that's good. In fact, it's funny that you're going up next week. We're going to be there too. So isn't it great? He can't get rid of us.
This is a demonstration
sort
of flip from that.
Actually, I'm not sure. Anyway, just leave that alone. I wonder if anybody very quickly has a question. Something that was in the presentation, something wasn't in the presentation.
How are you called in Edmonton?
It's an interesting story. It can be very long, but I'll give you the brief version. I was pastoring in Texas. God made it very clear.
This is a demonstration
that,
of flip for Mac.
Resign the church. I was done there. But I like things organized. I like to know where I'm going, what I'm doing. And the Lord did not do that. And so I resigned and actually moved away from where I'd been pastoring. And I was thinking I was going to pastor another church somewhere. And God closed all the doors. I did candidate at a couple of churches, but God gave me no peace whatsoever about that. In the midst of all that,
this
I started getting phone calls and emails from Canada.
That.
Why don't you come here? And I've been a missionary before. My parents were missionaries before me, so I went on deputation with them. Essentially, I thought, I hate to say it, but I thought, I put in my time. I've already done that. Been there, done that. I'm done with that. I'm going to do something else. And so I didn't even give it any
this
consideration
is a demonstration
whatsoever.
But from that.
We continued to have people contact us. And so I talked to my wife. Well, I got an email, and after I read the email, I went and said something to my wife about it, and I said, what would you think about being missionaries to Canada? She said, sure, why not? And that wasn't the answer I wanted. You see, I was looking for something
this
where I
is
could
a demonstration
say, Lord,
of
it's the wife you gave me. You know, that didn't work for Adam either, but that's still kind of, I'd say it's kind of what was in my mind. But once she said that, I knew it was something that we had to seriously pray about and seriously seek God's face. And so we did. And as we prayed about it, God just brought Edmonton to our mind. And it wasn't until we were on our survey trip last year that we found out that there have been churches in Central Edmonton, like that one that you're talking about, and it's gone. And I thought, isn't it neat how God works? God knew there was a need there. I didn't. So God directed us and is directing us there. We didn't know what the situation was. God did. And, you know, God does that. God does that all the time.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Yes, sir.
As a church planter, in your presentation of your slide, you're not going to establish a church right away. A church as in a building structure. You're going to go out and deal with people, Lord, and work it up people's churches in that area, or
no?
And then make those
We will. Yeah, that's the problem. There
this
aren't
is
any
a demonstration
churches. The churches that are there are in the suburbs. There's one that just started July of last year. It's way up on the northwest side, and so when you get to Central Edmonton, there's just nothing there as far as the gospel. So we will be planning churches. Now, remember, what is a church? Church is the people, not the building. And so we're planning churches. We're not planning buildings. You know, to be quite honest with
this
you,
is a demonstration
I don't care about the building.
A flip from
God's going to provide us a place to meet. God's going to provide whatever we need, whether it's a rented building, whether he gives us a building to purchase, whatever that is. From this side of it, I don't care. Because we're not there yet, and we're not in that position to even worry about that right now. But it's the people. That's what we're concerned about, is reaching the people, bringing them together around
this
the Word
is a
of God
demonstration
and discipling them in the things of God. You know, that's what we're looking to do. Well, better than it is in most of the states. One thing I noticed in our visit last year is that everywhere we went, whether it was Calgary or Red Deer or Edmonton or on up, we were all the way up into Fort McMurray. Everywhere we went, there were help wanted signs. And not just for flipping burgers.
This is a demonstration.
There were those too,
from that.
But I mean, anything you could think of, driving truck, welding, professional, technical, all sorts of things that they were looking for. And so the economy is booming. Now, as a result of that, it's not that way in other parts of Canada. I was talking with a fellow who pastors a church in Nova Scotia just this past week, and he was saying all our young people are moving to Alberta, and especially to Edmonton.
This is a demonstration.
Because that's where the jobs are. And so they get out there, they're away from family for the first time. You know, they don't know anybody, and so what do? They go nuts. And so they get on alcohol, they get on drugs, and all sorts of things happen. But anyway, I mean, there's just a real... It's making the spiritual need even greater because the economy
is
doing as well
as it is. This
is
a demonstration of
Flip
for Mac.
Anybody else? All right. Yes, ma'am.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I'll be honest with you. People in general tend to pay attention to spiritual things when they are physically wanting and physically lacking. I saw that in Papua New Guinea because that's where my parents were missionaries. It's where my wife and I were missionaries. And so 1985, I went for the first time. Poor
this is a demonstration
country.
Of Flip for Mac.
But between the time I left in 1989 and the time my wife and I got back there in 2000, there had been money come in. They have a huge gold mine, largest copper mine in the world. They found oil there. So a lot of natural resources. So there's a lot more money floating around. People don't seem to be any better off, but there's more money floating around. And I noticed a huge difference in people's reception to the gospel.
This is a demonstration
of Flip for Mac. They were still more receptive than they are here, without doubt. But in comparing it to years gone by when they were poor and they just didn't have it, it was just a major thing. And so as people have more things, what they think, and this happens here in America too, when people have more things, they don't think they need God. Because their trust, their faith and trust is placed in their things. It's placed in their career. It's placed
this
in their education.
Whatever flip from that.
The case might be. But they don't think they need God. So having a better economy, while that's good for them, and it's bringing in people, and so there's plenty of people around, the people you have to work with then actually are harder to reach because they're better off. They don't think they need God. They have everything they want. They think they're happy. And that's how it is. It's sad, but
this
true.
Is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Anybody else very quickly? Yes, sir.
What do you think would be your biggest obstacle to overcome?
Thinking like an American.
Good.
Culture is a huge, huge thing. And one thing that... One mistake that we make as Americans, because Canada is so close.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
So we think, well, they're just like we are. I mean, they have Walmart, they have McDonald's, blah, blah, blah. They have all those things. They're just like us. And that couldn't be further from the truth. They are different people. They have their own culture. They have their own way of thinking, their own way of doing things. And to go in from day one thinking, I've got all the answers. I know how we're going to do this. Guess what? You remember what Paul
this
said.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
He said, I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean he changed his message? Does that mean that he compromised a little bit so he can win this one? Does that mean that he went into the bar and, you know, drank a beer with his buds in there so that he could reach him with the gospel? Of course not. That's not what that means at all. What that means is I recognize
this is a demonstration
who these people are. I recognize their background and I recognize their culture and I attempt to reach them where they are.
Yep.
Now, he talks about the Jews, he talks about the barbarians, and so on and so forth. But you find the practical application of that in the book of Acts. If you read through the book of Acts, pay attention to how Paul preaches to the Jews. Then pay attention to how Paul preaches to the Gentiles. Acts 17 is a very good
this is a demonstration
of that, because he's preaching there in Athens. They're not even remotely the same. Not even close. He ends up, in every message, he ends up with the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, because that is people's only hope for salvation. That's the only hope any of us have, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. But with the Gentiles, he started with creation, because they didn't even understand the fact that
this is
one
a demonstration
God created
of
everything. Whereas when you deal with the Jews, they understand that already. So you can start later on, and he would start with Abraham, or he would start with Moses, depending on how God led him. And so you can see how God led him to deal differently with different people of different cultures, different backgrounds. And we'll have to do the same thing when we get to
this
Canada.
This is a demonstration
we'll have
of
to deal with
Mac.
Them where they are. In their culture, in a way that they can understand and grasp the importance and the truth of the gospel. Because that's what it's all about. If we can't, in their culture, share the gospel with them, we're wasting our time. Because they're not going to understand it. And they're not going to accept it. So
this is a demonstration
to me, that's the biggest obstacle that there is. And that obstacle is kind of hard because that has to do with me. It's always easy to look at somebody else and see, oh yeah, they're a problem. But sometimes a little bit harder when it's you. I saw your hand up.
No, you answered it.
Okay, very good. Very good. Anybody else very quickly? All right, I'm not seeing any other hands. Open your Bibles, if
this
you will,
is a
to
demonstration
the book of Amos.
Of Flip from that.
Amos chapter 8, and this is, of course, the verse that we find in our presentation. We already saw that. But Amos chapter 8, you know, you run across all kinds of people when you're out on deputation, and some people say, well, why would you go to Edmonton? And
this
it's
is
funny
a demonstration
because when we were on deputation going to Papua New Guinea, we had people come up to us and say, why would you go to Papua New Guinea? And I think there's some people that they don't know what to say, and so that's what they ask. You know, why would you, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're moving across the street. Well, why would you move across the street? I mean, they're just going to ask that regardless. And that's, you know, some people are just that way. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. But we've had people ask us, you know, why would you go?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And I think the best answer, of course, the best answer we can find for anything is found in Scripture. Well, I'm glad two of you agree. But this is true anyway. The best answer we can find. And I assume I know where you stand because I know where Jason stands. But I know where the Word of God is found in the English language. I know that it's found in the King James Bible. Now, I hope you agree.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for Mac. That's okay too. I know where the Word of God is and you don't. It's okay. But I mentioned in the presentation there are some, you know, however many independent Baptist churches in the suburbs. So many of those, even some within the past year, They used to believe in the King James.
This and is a demonstration
just this past year,
of
they
flip
voted,
for Mac.
No, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to, and in fact, if you look on their website, you can see it for yourself. We're going to stand for the most reliable translation. And they list four or five different translations, some of which I've never heard of. And one of those is never the King James. Because it's, I guess, not reliable. 400 years and counting. But it's not reliable. It makes you wonder
about
people.
This is a demonstration.
But anyway, I'm glad we have the Word of God. And I'm glad that we don't have to wonder. Well, you know, one translation says this, one translation says this. Which do we believe? Well, I know what happens with that. What happens with that is that people decide for themselves what they want to believe. I like this one better because it suits me better. And so this one's wrong in this verse, and this one's right. But then I like this one better
this
when it says in another passage. Then I like this one. So this one's right over there. So who becomes the final authority? It's not God anymore that's the final authority. It's not the Holy Spirit that's the final authority. It's me that becomes the final authority. And God didn't work it that way. God gave us His Word so that we would know what He had to say. And then God gave us His Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth in His Word. So I'm glad that we can find the answers in His Word. So when we're talking about
this is a demonstration,
we're talking in general. What is a mission field? What is a mission field? A lot of times I ask this, and I don't always ask for a response. But when I say, think in your mind, what is a mission field? Most people think jungles, huts. That's what a mission field is. I've had people tell me Canada's not a mission field. And I'm thinking, what?
This is a demonstration
is a mission
of Flipformat.
And you're telling me that, anyway. So let's get into this, because if we don't, I'll chase rabbits all night. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for Your
this
word tonight.
This is a demonstration.
Lord, I pray that it's a blessing. Lord, that it's a help to each one of us as we look into Your word. Lord, help us to understand it, and Lord, make use of it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as we see this, there are two things here. Some other things we could throw in just for good measure. And we might do that as the Lord allows. But the first thing is we're talking about what is a mission field is
this
that a mission field
is
a land of shortage. It's a land of shortage. This in verse 11 says, "Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." And if anything, Canada fits that to a T. Land of over 33 million people, and yet there are only 200 churches that claim to be independent Baptist.
This is
many
a demonstration
of those don't know where the Bible is.
Mac.
So it's not even that many. Now you add that up. You figure that up. That's a lot of people and not very many churches. It's just a lot. You get into Alberta, which is not all that far from here. Alberta's about the size of Texas. Anybody ever drive across Texas? Anybody ever tried to do it in one day? Well, you got some gluttons for
punishment. This is a demonstration of flip for me.
Alberta's about the same size as Texas. 27 churches that claim to be independent Baptists in all of Alberta. Can you imagine? Can you imagine driving across Texas and only having 27 independent Baptist churches? There's more than that in the Metroplex. And thank God for it. I mean, I'm not saying, oh, hey, you know, they ought to close their doors because, you know, they don't have it.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
That's not right. Then, of course, you get down to Edmonton itself. You know, I mentioned in the presentation about a million people. Actually, because of the census, it's actually closer to 2 million people. Edmonton proper is over 800,000 people now. And actually only two or three churches in all that area that is really preaching the gospel and standing for the truth.
This is a demonstration of flip flops.
Over 600,000 people per church. There is a shortage of the Word of God. Now, why is there a shortage of the Word of God? Now, this is not a difficult question. It's a very simple thing. There's a shortage of the Word of God because there's a shortage of workers for God. That's why. It's that simple. And so you have, there's a church up in High Level,
this
Alberta,
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Way up north. Way up north. They're without a pastor. They've been without a pastor for 3, 4, 5 years now. They're still looking for somebody. They can't find anybody because nobody wants to go to High Level, Alberta. I hadn't been, so I can't say I don't want to go. Sounded good, didn't it?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
God's not leading me to go there, so you know that's just how it is. But the thing of it is, do you think God would have a church and not have somebody to lead that church? Do you think God works that way? I don't think so. I think from Scripture we see that the Holy Spirit actually has people to place in each church. Why is it that there's somebody
this
not there? Because there's a shortage
of
workers. That's why. Why is it there aren't more churches being started in Canada? Because there's a shortage of workers. Why is it, and we can bring it down, and we can talk about right here, why is it that you don't see more visitors? And I don't know how many visitors you have. I don't know. I haven't talked to your pastor about that. But, you can, even if you have 50 visitors a service,
this is
why don't
a demonstration
you have more than that?
Of Flip for Mac.
Well, it usually comes down to a lack of workers. There just aren't enough people getting involved in the work. And that's how it works. So when we're talking about what is a mission field, it is a land of shortage. It's a shortage of the Word of God. It's a shortage of the Word of God because there's a shortage of workers. And of course, we know what Jesus said, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." And we hear that every time you have a missionary.
This
you probably
a demonstration
hear that
from
each one who comes through. And you say, "Boy, that's a good idea, but why is it that we don't pray that way like we ought to?" A lot of times, because we're afraid, God's going to send me to High Level, Alberta, long ways away from everybody. It's true. That, or God's going to send me down to Papua New Guinea, where they don't have running water, and they don't have electricity.
This is
they
a
don't
demonstration
have roads that
of
you could really
that.
Honestly call roads. They have two tracks. And that's being kind. And some people are afraid of that. Some people are afraid God's going to call me away from dad and mom. It's true. And so they don't pray, "God send forth laborers," because they're afraid God's going to call me. God's going to expect me to do
this
something.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
I don't know how to break it to you, but God does expect you to do something.
Amen.
If you're saved and you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, he expects you to do something. Because that's what the Bible tells us. Over in the book of Ephesians, this is a rabbit, but I'm just telling you it's a rabbit. Over in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, we know this. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his
this
workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." God has something for you to do. So don't think, "Well, I don't want to pray that God might want me to do something." He already does. And when God saved you, he had something for you to do. And you may not have known it then. And you may not know what it is now, but God does have something for every one of us to do. And in some way, God wants us
this is a
to be faithful in getting the gospel where we are. And then for some of us, God's going to send us somewhere else to take the gospel with us. Why is that? Why is it that God wants to do that? Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you'll turn over there. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And verse number 5, it says, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave to every man." Now, if you read that in context, and you read that verse for what it says, what it tells us that is that of the 6-7 billion people that live in this world today, God has someone to reach every one of those. That means you and I have a job to do. God's got somebody for you to reach. God has somebody for me to reach with the gospel. We have something to do.
This is a demonstration of fruitfulness.
Why is there a shortage? Because, let's be honest, we're selfish people. We think it's my life. I don't want to give up my life. I don't want to give up my plans. I don't want to give up my career. I don't want to give up all these things. It's my life. Let me live it any way I want to. And so what happens is there continues to be a shortage of the Word of God. There continues to be a shortage
of the workers. This is a demonstration of flip from that.
For God. Because we're too busy living for ourselves. Well, let's look here in our text in Amos 8 and verse 12. Says, "And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." Now here we find the second thing about what is
this
a mission
is a demonstration
field. Mission field is a land of shortage, we already talked about. It's also a land of seekers. It's a land of seekers. And everybody's looking for something. People are constantly trying new things because they're trying to fill the void in their own heart. And that void can only be filled by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only hope that people have, and yet people, they're out looking. They don't know that they're looking for the Lord. They think they're looking for anything but the Lord. That's the way, you know, people who have a concept of Christianity who are lost. That's the way they think. You know, yeah, I'm looking for something. I need something. But not that. I know it's not that. I remember years ago when Prince Charles and Diana, they gave some interview. It's been many, many years ago. And they talked about the fact that they had inspected and investigated all sorts of different religions from all over the world, and they just couldn't find anything that would satisfy. They didn't find anything that would fill the void. And it's so sad because the gospel used to be so prevalent in England.
This is a demonstration of flip from
it. It could have been right there. It's not there like it used to be. Thank God for faithful missionaries who are there. But nonetheless, when we're talking about a mission field, we're talking about a land of seekers. What they need is the Word of God. And of course, what they need is not just a Bible. You remember the Ethiopian eunuch over in Acts chapter 8? He had a Bible.
From Mac.
He wasn't saved. And God led Philip. And isn't it neat how God works? Philip's up here in Samaria. That's where all the people were. And then God said to Philip, "You go down to Gaza, which is desert." That's where the people weren't. You know, Philip could have had a better idea. And there's some people who have a better idea when it comes to missions.
This is a demonstration.
Well, let's go to all the metropolitan areas. And of course, Edmonton is. But we've also been the other side of the coin, too. And we have people tell us, "Oh, you shouldn't be going there. Go to the metropolitan areas and reach those people. And let them reach out. You know what? I'll just go where God leads me.
That's a good idea.
And then you can do whatever you want, and we'll all be happy." So Philip leaves where all the people were, goes where all the people aren't, and he gets down there. Here's a man, he's got the Bible.
This is a demonstration of flip from Acts.
Because Philip goes to him, and the Ethiopian eunuch's reading out of Isaiah 53. A wonderful passage about the Lord's suffering for your sin and mine. It's a tremendous passage. Philip comes to him and says, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he answered, "How can I except some man should guide me?" He at least knew, I'm looking for
this
something
and
I can't figure it out for myself.
For Mac.
He at least knew that. But you know what? Sometimes we as Christians, we like to fool ourselves into thinking, I don't need to say anything. I don't need to do anything. It's going to happen on its own. Just give them a Bible. That's all they need. Oh no, how can I except some man should guide me? I was talking with a pastor up in
Flip for Mac.
And we were talking about Edmonton, about the need there. And one thing that he kept saying over and over and over is Edmonton needs a man. Why? Just give him a Bible. Well, it's obvious because they need somebody to preach the Word of God. That's the way, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, that's the way God works. God's ordained by the foolishness of preaching.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So when we're talking about a mission field, we're talking about a land of shortage. We're talking about a land of seekers. You know what? We don't have to go far outside these doors to find a mission field then, do we?
No.
Because there's a shortage. You just go around this town, walk into the stores, and
this
it doesn't
take
long to find out there's a lot of sinners around here. And you can look around and see people are looking for all kinds of things. They're trying to find their happiness in the casino. I've never seen more casinos in a town than I have here. I mean, it's not anything I'd promote or anything. I don't think you ought to put it out on your church sign or whatever.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
What is it? People are looking for something. And they think that's where they're going to find it. What do they need? They need the Lord Jesus Christ. How are they going to find the Lord Jesus Christ if you and I are faithful to tell them? That's it. It's really that simple. Where's the mission field? It's a place where you and I need to go with the gospel. It's just
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
That's what it is. And so what do we need to do? We need to then surrender to that. You know, we could all nod our heads up and down tonight and say, you know, that's right. We need to go all over with the gospel and then walk out the doors and not change anything. We could all do that. But what we need to do is surrender to the fact that we have a debt. That's what Paul did. Romans chapter 1, he says, I am debtor.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I am debtor. You and I are too. We have a debt that we owe to this lost world. We owe them the gospel. And so we need to be faithful to go out into our mission field with the gospel, taking care of our debt. Because what happens if you don't pay your debt? What happens? What happens if you don't pay your credit card?
This is a demonstration of
Christmas. They start adding interest. You know what happens when we don't pay our spiritual debt to the lost? There are more lost people born every day. That's interest on the debt. That's more that need to be reached, not less. It's a greater debt that we have to take care of. So rather than wait for God to get on the phone and call us, hey, what are you going to do about this debt? Rather than do that, let's just surrender
to it.
This is
a demonstration
of Flip
for Mac.
I'm going to do everything I can to take care of my debt. We live in the mission field. We need to be faithful with the Word of God. People are seeking for the Lord. They just don't know it. But we've got the answer they're looking for. So let's be faithful with it tonight. Let's stand together with the heads bowed and eyes closed. We're going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to turn the service over to your pastor. Father, we thank you for your word tonight.
This is a demonstration.
Lord, we thank you for its truth. Help us to understand it, to apply it to our lives. And Lord, that it might be a blessing to us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd be a mess if I didn't give an invitation. Thank you, brother. And maybe God's calling some of you. Or God's speaking to your
heart.
This
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Just going where they're at. Just going where they're at.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Father, we thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the challenge.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Not walk away from the call. And Lord God, many of us are burdened. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to burden our hearts. Then there's others who have the call. And Lord, make it very, very plain and very, very unquestionable.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to ask the ushers to come at this time, take an offering for this.